الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us today. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, wait, forget the talk for one second. Wallahi al-azim, all praise and thanks are due to Allah because the speaker cast that made ISNA 2011, the main stage speakers, are the speakers who spoke tonight. The main stage that 5, 6, 7,000 people came out to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they live in your backyard. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people travel to listen to the tafsir of Maulana Abdul Nasir. 2,000 people a month download Brother Noman's podcast. People from around the world send Maulana Abdul Nasir, one call will come from Malaysia, one call will come from London. People in Canada are making group jama'ah dua, like together, Allahumma ameen. Oh Allah, bring Maulana Abdul Nasir to our masjid. Wallahi al-azim, Allahumma ameen. Qul ameen. And the people are saying ameen, ameen. Wallahi al-azim, praise Allah for beyond qiyam, beyond a masjid. And Maulana Abdul Nasir said, it's not a beautiful place. The houses and the walls of Jannah won't look beautiful to a person who can't appreciate this. The heart of this masjid is bigger. The heart of Dallas together is bigger than anywhere else. So when you sit here and you're like, oh yeah, I went to a conference. Wallahi, tell someone, yeah, today at my conference in this little rented masjid, who spoke?
Oh, some guy, Noman Ali Khan, Maulana Abdul Nasir, Nadeem Bashir, the ulama, the people of this town where people fly them out. Wallahi, people said, could you come and lead Maulana Abdul Nasir? I should give you the message. Giant Stadium this year is leading Salatul Eid for 60,000 people or 100,000 people, between 60. So they organized it. You know who they want to lead the prayer? They came to me and said, Maulana Abdul Nasir is going to say no to us directly. Can you get to him? So that 100,000 people can say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left him in your backyard. So sometimes we start big speeches and we listen to the ayat. I thought Brother Noman's talk was, I was literally sitting there and we've done tafsir of Quran for years with scholars. And I was like, Jannatu Adnin, yeah, Garden of Eden. And I was thinking about this and how many beautiful things. And I have to give credit to Maulana Nadeem when he said this beautifully. Sometimes we're always waiting for that balagha point or that huge tafsir point, right? And like, I've never heard this before in my life. But wallahi, we're speaking, we're here for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not here so that I can pull some word and be like, if I put this word over here, and then I say it in qalun, zirat al-ladina. Oh wow, he did ashra qirat. Okay, now what? What does it mean? Still means the same thing. So I want you to be able to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I cannot come out of this dua. This dua was the best part of my week for me. So many times we'll say, oh, Brother Umar, after your khutbah, can you make dua for me? Who's going to make dua for Wissam the best? I am. I'm going to make dua the best. So sisters, when you request, oh, make dua for me, wallahi will make dua for you, but make dua for yourself. Raise your hands in front of Allah. And to cap my talk, I'm not going to talk today. You heard two amazing speakers and you heard the translation of the dua, Rabbi zidni ilma, oh Allah increase. I don't want to speak, I just want to recite Quran. And I think that would be the best speech. Instead of explaining Quran, I want Quran to mean something to you. So leave in two passages, if Maulana Abdul Nasir gives me the permission, two passages. Open the Quran, I'll wait for you. Open the Quran, open Surah Nisa. Go ahead, you can take your phones out. And I don't want you to hear a good talk, the talks are done. On the Day of Judgment, there will be no talks. There will be the khutbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're not used to listening to that, then you wasted your time. I don't want to speak. I want you to open to Surah Nisa, ayah number 23, 24, 25. I'm waiting. Wallahi al-azim, I'm going to wait. I'm going to open it. I have it in my brain, so if you want to open it. Surah Nisa. It's like, yeah, I'm cheating here. Surah Nisa, ayah number 23. Someone open it up and read the word. When you read it to me, then I will recite. Ayah number? Surah number 4, I'm sorry. Surah number 4, ayah number 23, 24. You could just start at 26, it might be easier for you. I'll wait, inshallah. There's a technical glitch, that Surah Ali Imran. Surah number 3. Sorry. Told you, I know it up here. In Surah Ali Imran, the one before that, ayah number 23. Who can read it to me? I heard you mumble something, sister. I'm sure it's... Huh? Actually, some Hafsab needs to help me then. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. Surah Nisa. That's what I said. You guys are trying to mess up. Yes. We start. Surah Nisa, ayah number 26 and 27. And I don't need the mic, so if it comes in and out, then that's totally fine. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek refuge from shaytan who is rajim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect me not only from the whispers of shaytan, but also the intellect of shaytan. Also the thought process of shaytan. When shaytan was asked to do sajda, what did he say? He said, no. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ I'm better than this chump. خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ I'm made of fire. What is he made of? What? I don't even know what this thing's called. Oh, he's made of clay. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from shaytan and shaytan's rationale. That our religion is backwards, that Islam oppresses women. Oh Allah, I don't want that. Because we've been spending this night making dua, so who is Allah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, with the name of Allah, He is the most beneficent, He is the most merciful. If this brother has been merciful upon me to listen to Wissam speak twice, it's because Allah made you merciful. If my wife is sleeping at home and not feeling well, but she said go, and her words were, you're doing work of Allah, keep going. If she was one who was Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in her the sifah of being merciful, of being beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in three ayahs, and this is ayah number 26. This is ayah number 26 of Surah Nisa, of Surah number 4, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists the things that He wants to give you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ يُرِيدُ wants Allah لِيُبَيِّنَ بَيِّنَ It's not hard for me to explain بَيِّنَ Right? بَيِّن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things to be clear for us. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَا Allah wants three major things for us as human beings. He wants us things to be clear. Not the religion is complicated, the religion is difficult. And He also wants us to be guided. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ He wants us to be guided like the people before us. And He wants us to be guided and He wants things to be clear. He doesn't want this religion to be very confusing. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ What's the next word? وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ But the third thing that Allah wants is He wants to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say, you messed up at school? Are you sorry? I'm sorry. He wants to forgive you. And what's the next words after this? وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِي The words after this that come after, what are they? وَاللَّهُ He is what? عَلِيم and حَكِيم These two attributes of Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted things to be clear for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to be guided like the people before, like Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the nations that came, and the people that came, He wants us things to be guided like them. You don't have to make a new religion, it's simple. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want to forgive you, because I know all things, I know that you made a mistake, and that you're sorry about it. But at the end of the day, who is Allah? He is Hakim. Hakim has two elements in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the authority and the wisdom. Two different things here. Maulana Abdul Nasir is a wise person, right? But if you put him in a university, if you put him in a university with a bunch of PhDs, his wisdom won't be able to come out. They're going to be sitting him, oh Maulana, go sit over there. I have PhD. I'm sitting over here. So his hikmah doesn't have any authority. And in places where you have authority, look at some of the leaders of big nations. They have authority, but what don't they have? They have any wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all things that are going on, and He knows, sisters, that you backbited about that girl and you said she's fat. But wallahi, you felt bad about what you said. You wanted to look cool at the iftar party. Alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only wise, but He has the authority to give us wisdom. Please tell me the three things that I pointed out to you. What are the three things Allah wants from us? He wants what? Wants thing to be clear. لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. What's the second thing He wants? He wants to be for us to be guided like who? Like the people before us. And what's the last thing He said? He wants to forgive us, right? And then He said, I am all knowing and I am all wise. What is the beginning? What's the first word of the next ayah? Wallahu. So now listen to the next ayah. Of these three things, clarity, guidance, and forgiveness, what does Allah choose for Himself? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Do you remember the first ayah, 26 started? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, wants God. And that's when you put the verb first, that makes sense. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make things clear. But when you change the verb and you put the word first, the second ayah says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ, and Allah wants, of all things that He wants, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all things, even if Islam is not clear to you, even if Islam is complicated and guidance, you don't like the old guidance, Allah just wants to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to pray qiyam for 10 nights and then mess up for the rest of the year, and He'll forgive you.
وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا.
But on the flip side, Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants you to be a champion. Allah wants to above forgiving you. Please help me out here. This is the deeper point. If Allah forgives you, what will happen? Where will you end up? In Jannah. Brother Noman's talk. In Jannah, what will we get to see? And in the Garden of Eden, who will you see? And above the family, who will you see? Allah. Allah doesn't want to forgive you only. He wants to meet you. Allah wants to see you. Allah wants to meet you. And say, you didn't pray Fajr, but you made it. Because I loved you. I wait to get back from trips so I can see my parents happy to see me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to forgive us because we're bad people. He wants to forgive us because we're beautiful people, so we can enter the paradise. So we can see His face, be in His mercy. Forgiving us doesn't get Allah anything. Forgiving us and getting us into paradise allows us to meet Allah. Good job. You did good. You did some bad things, but I still love you. But on the flip side of this coin, there's only one group of people who doesn't want you to meet Allah. Who doesn't want you to stand in front of the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ.
After Allah forgives you and you meet Him, there's only going to be one group grabbing your jilbab. Only one group.
وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا.
The people who worship their desires, the people who say Islam is backwards and you're doing the wrong thing, no one's going to marry you if you wear hijab. What's wrong with you? Open yourself. Be free. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ. The people who worship their desires. The people who say, well, Islam, maybe it's there, maybe it's not there, but like Maulana Nadeem said, it's school time. Don't waste your time with this Maulana stuff. You'll end up like these hairy guys. You'll just end up hairy and wrapped in a cloak. What good was that? At least you'll become something. Go to school, you'll become a doctor. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ. If they tell you to cut off Allah, become a doctor, but for Allah. When they tell you to cut off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا, they are so mentally deficient, they don't even know how bad what they said was. So when next time someone says to you, this is the religion of jihad and fighting and killing, tell them of all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for himself. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. And tawbah, Mawlana Abdul Nasir, it's not yawfira, it's not maghfira, it's yatuba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah, when done correctly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as found in Surah Tawbah and in three other places of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your sin and says, you're really sorry about this? And He changes your sin and makes it into a good deed. So if you did 1 million bad deeds, this is in the Quran. If you did 1 million bad deeds, you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as my great 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 grandfather said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you say this to Allah, did I say this was a million bad deeds? It's a million good deeds. When someone tells you it's a religion of oppression, it's a religion of boring, it's a religion of anger and killing, tell them God only wants one thing. He wants to forgive us. Why don't you jump on the bandwagon too and allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you too? For we all make mistakes, but the only thing Allah wants from us is for us to recognize Him. And I said it today in the khatra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand. But can anyone tell me what the next ayah is? So this is two ayahs, blows your mind. What's the next ayah? Maylan azeema. You can read it, it's a good book. I told you, you have heard, listen to talks all night. If I just sat up here and read Quran, what would be the point? What's the next? Oh, I mean, I see you guys, you stare at your phone for other things. Jazakallah. Yuridullahu an yukhafif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khafif. What does khafif mean? Light. Allah wants this religion to be light, simple and easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants things to be tangible. We said something in yesterday's dars. So I will remind you today, Allah wants this religion to be simple and easy. As Jeffrey Lang wrote in his paper, out of the whole Quran, 6,660 plus ayahs, how many ayahs are ahkam, halal and haram? A percentage. If 100% of the Quran is the whole book, how much of this 632 pages, how much of this book is halal and haram? Anyone have any idea? How much? How do you know, brother? Because you come to the masjid. Oh yeah, got it. You gotta play it up, brother. You gotta be, yes I do. She comes to the masjid and 3%, if you stretch it out, 6% of the Quran tells you this is halal, this is haram. How tough is that? Not that bad. Right? Don't do this, don't do that. And by the way, if you don't do these things, the whole world will become wonderful. I mean, I could take that. I could take that. But we have made our religion to be only halal and only haram. The only thing is this much halal or this much halal? Is this much halal or this much halal? Allahu A'lam. We've made the religion overly complicated. So I will end only because Mawlana Abdul Nasir had asked me to recite this section of Quran. Now, as wonderful and as merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, He gives a reminder to us. Mawlana Sahib, may I continue or shall I continue? Now I know this quotation. There's another side to the coin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, the last page of Surah Taha, the last page of Surah number, someone got to help me out with this one. 20. JazakAllah. The last page of Surah number 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out another side to the coin. Somebody who might be sitting here, or more likely the person who's holding the mic, he talks about me more than anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And know the one. Do you remember the one? The one who used to know. He knew Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. He listened to khutbah. He went to taraweeh. He used to give lectures about Quran for God's sakes. On dhikri, he used to turn away and say, I'm religious, you're not. He used to turn away from the remembrance of Allah. It might have been coming out from here, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. But the one who turned away from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. The one who used to turn away and say, Molvi, some Sheikh Baat, oh you crazy Molvis, who used to turn away from the Quran, who used to turn away from the remembrance of Allah, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, that in this dunya he found difficulty. In this world he kept saying, why these Maulvis spend all day in the masjid and I work all day, but he's happy and I'm not. He's happy with his wife and kids, but I have a bigger bank account, but I'm not happy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds, when you turn away from Quran in this world, it's not the end. It gets worse.
وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
You thought it was difficult in this dunya? When you kept listening to ayat of Quran, you kept turning away?
وَنَحْشُرُهُ,
and those people will be raised on the day of judgment, أَعْمَى, without the ability to see. And I implore you to close your eyes for 10 seconds. Close your eyes and you can hear the voices around you. And he's blind and he's on the day of judgment. He says,
قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَمْتَنِي أَعْمَى.
قَالَ رَبِّي, the one who he said, oh, maybe there's an Allah, maybe there isn't, maybe I'm the best speaker, maybe not. He said, قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Allah, why am I blind? Why am I blind today? And don't zone out the baby. Listen to the cries and multiply it by 1,000. People are crying. People are leaving their children. People are sacrificing their mother. Say, Allah, put her in hell, put me in heaven. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah, why am I standing here blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Because in the dunya, Allah had 20/20 vision. Why am I blind today? Listen to the question. He said,
قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا حَشَمْتَنِي أَعْمَى.
Allah, why am I blind?
وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا.
When in dunya I could see, I could stare my mom dead in the eye, what do you know? I could look at my father and say, what do you know? You know what I'm talking? You don't know anything. وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, I could see. Only Allah can answer it this way.
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ.
قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. When you say كَذَلِكَ, just like this. So Allah responds to him, just like this. Like what?
أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا.
My ayahs, they came to you through the mouth of Mawlana Abdul Nasser, through the explanations of Mawlana Nadeem, through the analysis of Brother Noman Ali Khan. My ayahs came to you.
أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا.
And you forgot it. Oh, Maulvi book. Just get it away from me. Are you done reading? Are we done with 20? Okay, whatever.
وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى.
My ayahs came to you. You forgot them. Today, you came to me. I forgot you. Who forgot you? Allah did. The one who said, all I wanted to do in the world was forgive you. The one who said, all I wanted to do was forgive you. You fought with your wife. You back answered to your mother-in-law. أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا. Forgot. So today you came to me. I forgot you.
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ.
And this is how najzi, Allah uses a word, this is how we reward people. This is how we pay back people who saw the line in the sand between halal and haram and walked up to it and said, this one, this is halal, this is haram, not that bad. The people who walked up to the line in the sand between halal and haram and said, not that big. And the people, وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. They didn't believe in the ayat of Allah. Believing means not just reading them. Believing means not just saying them. When I believe it's raining outside, I carry an umbrella. If I went outside and I got wet and said, what's wrong with you, Abdullah? Why am I wet? Why am I wet, Abdullah? Usam, you didn't go with an umbrella. I believe it's raining. I shouldn't get wet. I believe it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who crossed the line in the sand between halal and haram, who didn't believe in the ayahs of Quran.
وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى.
And the punishment of the hereafter, أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. It's a very sad. It doesn't say that the punishment in the hereafter is severe and everlasting. It says the punishment in the hereafter is more severe and more lasting. I leave you with that question. What is it more severe than? Anyone remember the guy at the beginning of the story? He turned away from the book of Allah. What was the first thing that happened? He had, before the blindness, in this world he had obstacles. The blindness came later. You're right. The blindness came the first thing in the akhirah. But وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً. He found obstacles in this world. Like Brother Noman said, when a problem happens, we don't turn to the book of Allah, we turn to a therapist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you think these problems are difficult? Ashaddu. In the hereafter, it's going to hit the fan and it's going to be a lot worse than what you think it is. Wa'abqa. And you think your argument with your wife, with your mom, with your sister's chachis, dadi's sisters, next door neighbor's cousin, that's bad? Wait. For the akhirah. For in the akhirah, ashaddu wa'abqa. I think now we can put the mic down and we can know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He's the one who left the door unlocked and said, come home at any time. And when you come home, just say, sorry, I didn't mean to come home so late. But if you never come home, if you never come home, if you never say sorry, there will come a day where there is no door to walk through. There will come a day where whether interest was halal or haram won't matter to you. Your world will be over. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. I end on the greatest point that I have ever heard in any lecture of any understanding in my life. Why did he take away his vision? And I'm going to say this, Maulana Abdul Nasir, you have every right to say, stop saying it, it's wrong. More than Jannah, more than paradise, what is the greatest gift of the hereafter, better than the seventh heaven? To see Allah. That gets taken away from you. It won't matter at all. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his hearing away, he would just see pandemonium. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his ability to speak away, it's good. You can't get yourself into a corner. He took only one thing away. And you might be like, it's just torture, I'm blind. No. Ashaddu wa abqa, more severe than the torture that you can't see people. What is it? You can't see Allah. This Ramadan, like Shaykh Nadeem said, make that change. If you pray 5 times a day, every other day, pray every day. If you argue with your wife, cut 1 argument a week. Tell her, I know I'm right, but I'm not going to fight today. It's my change. Tell her. Wallahi Nadeem, say, I'm not fighting with you today. I'm right. Just wanted to let you know. I'm right. But I'm going to walk away from the argument. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guaranteed me a place. Wallahi ladheem, young men, spend 1 day, Allah, today I won't listen to music, and say, it's for you, Allah, because I love you. You love me? Music could be halal. Go ahead, go find your fatwa. Say, today, Allah, I'm not going to listen to it. Just today, because I love you. Today, one, instead of listening to that halal music, right? Today, I'm just going to listen to Quran. Today, I'm going to remember you. 1 day that you were going to go after Jummah to see a movie, Allah, today, wallahi, I'm not going to do anything good. I'm just not going to go to the theater. I'm going to do it because I love you, Allah. And I know you love me. One thing, do it only for Allah and don't tell anyone. The one who wants to forgive you, can you imagine how much He'll give you? Everything that's clean and pure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower all of you with the correct understanding of this religion. Those, and again, I'm going to repeat this to you one more time. Maulana Abdul Nasir is leaving so I can say this openly. 1,000 people are behind this camera. 1,000 people wish they could be in your seats. 1,000 people make dua that Maulana Abdul Nasir comes to their house, comes to their place. Well, 1,500 people make this dua, and more than anything else, I will tell you, people don't know, it's my brother-in-law. A brother sat next to me in the airport. Have you ever met Noman Ali Khan? And I was like, I made the mistake of saying, yes, we live in the same house. Wallahi al-Azim, the guy's question was, does he make noise? What? He's like, does he make noise? The awliya are amongst you. And you don't know. Imam Abu Hanifa was nobody else during his time. Does anyone know Imam Abu Hanifa's name? Nu'man ibn Thabit. He wasn't that famous in his lifetime. He died and people followed him. Experience what you have in front of you. Because 1,500 other people would like to take benefit of what you have. All that means is don't praise the scholars. Leave here doing one thing Mawlana Abdul Nasir said in Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Leave here reading Surah Ra'd and saying, oh Allah, let me be in front of your face like Brother Noman said. Leave here like Mawlana Nadeem said the words. Mawlana Nadeem said, don't wait for the exotic tafsir that says no woman is addressed in the Quran, only men are. Don't wait for the exotic tafsir that hur are raisins. What? Hur. The translation of hur is raisins. And some guy was like, yeah, this tafsir. I'm like, bro, you must be smoking raisins. Hur does not mean raisin. What's wrong with you? Don't wait for that. Make change today. And I can only ask because I didn't speak, I just read Quran. And I think my talk was the best. The speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to read more Quran. And when things go tough, turn to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I went way over my time, but I have never seen a group of people make dua quietly. I've never seen in my life. I've traveled the world. I've never seen. No one said, Hafizah, make dua loudly. No one said it. No one got out of hand. No one cried loudly. Wept the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to weep, with making the face of sadness. And you made dua. I've never been in a majlis like this. I've never been in this. So don't say my speech was good. Please, I am honored to stand in front of you. I've never, and wallahi al-azim, 3,000 people are invited to the qiyam next Friday in my masjid in Irvine, California. This is gonna sound cheap to you. Wallahi, wallahi, I invite all of you to come. I invite all of you to come. The last qiyam we had last weekend was 4,000 people. The streets were full. People read the Quran. And we, you might think that was amazing, but we didn't do what you all just did. You make dua by yourself. You didn't ask a grand sheikh to make dua for you. Keep making dua. Keep having the thought of Allah in your heart. But more than anything else, keep trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله.